This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You are tuned into the Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church podcast for the week. Well, you will hear the teaching and the preaching of the senior pastor of Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church, the Reverend Matthew L. Browning. This podcast is an extension of the ministry where the Word of God is magnified, Jesus is glorified, and understanding is fortified. After the message, information will be given about our church location, phone number, and how to obtain a copy of this message in its entirety. So now, let's join Reverend Browning with the Word of God already in progress.
Colossians, the third chapter, and the 12th verse. Amen. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. The word of God for the people of God, and the people of God said, amen. Let us bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Father, we come before you right now in the precious and mighty name of Jesus. We thank you so much, Lord, that you do have a blessing with our name on it. And our blessings may not look like somebody else's blessing. Father God, we want what you have promised us. And we thank you for it, Lord, for your word is true. And Father God, we thank you that you are developing us, molding and shaping us into the men and women of God that you've called us to be. So, Father God, we praise you, we worship you, and we glorify your name. We ask, oh, Father God, that you remove Matthew Browning and let the preacher come forth. I pray, Father God, for those that are blind, that their eyes will be opened. Those who are deaf, their ears may be unstopped. Those who are lame, they may be able to walk. We pray, Father God, that your will be done in this place. That today, Father God, those who came in with their head hung down will live out, Father God, with them lifted up. And I've heard a word from Jesus Christ, from the word of God. And so, Father God, we thank you right now. And thank you, Father God, for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you shall continue to do in the lives of the saints. In the name of Jesus Christ do we pray. Amen and amen. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long suffering. Amen. Are you a kind person? Did you just answer that yourself? Or is that what people think about you, that you are a kind person? Are you a kind person? The state of being kind, of being that includes the attributes of loving affection. Are you a loving and affectionate person? Do you have sympathy? Are you friendly? Are you patient? Are you pleasant? Are you gentle? What about goodness? Kindness is a quality shown in the way a person speaks and acts. Kindness is shown in the way a person speaks or the way they act. Kindness is shown in the way a person speaks and the way they act. Amen? Have you been speaking and acting kind to people all week long? You spoke kind words to everybody. And you acted kind to everybody. You thought kind of everybody. Amen. Or is it something that we have to work on? Would you believe, say that? Would you agree that it's something we have to work on? Amen. Because we're not always good. We are not always kind. We are not always affectionate. And we are not always friendly. But it's something that we have to work on, isn't it? Everybody has to work on being kind. Amen. It is the quality shown in the way a person speaks and acts. The way a person speaks and the way they act. Amen. So if the truth be told, all of us have to work on being kind. Right? The Bible is full with illustration of kindness. Joseph wanted Pharaoh's butler to show kindness by remembering him to Pharaoh. He said, be kind to me and remember me when you see Pharaoh so you can get me out of jail. I can get out of this house. Amen. But the butler didn't remember him, did he? No, it didn't remember him. That wasn't very kind. That if somebody asked you to remember them, whatnot, amen, that's not kindness. Have you ever told somebody that you were going to pray for them and then didn't pray for them? That's not very kind, is it? That you tell people, well, I pray for you. I'm praying for you. Amen. But how many of you really mean to go home and get on your knees or in your prayer time, remember that person in prayer? Amen. Yeah, when you say you're going to do it and then don't do it, it's not kind. Amen. And really nobody knows that you've done it but you. Amen. So we are struggling. We want to be a kind person. Rahab requested a kind treatment from Israel for her protection of two spies who had come into a home. So I hid you from the enemy. I want you to be kind to me. Amen. Is kindness hard for you to do? Are you kind to your parents? Are you kind to your children? Are you kind to your spouse? Are you kind here in church to one another? Amen. Oh, my Lord. The fires that I have had to put out from those who are not kind in the church. Amen. And I've been preaching about 30 some years, and I have felt like putting on a striped shirt and refereeing. Amen. Go back to your corners. Amen. She don't know who I am. Well, you don't know who you are either right now. Amen. They don't know where I came from. Isn't that right? Well, nobody really knows where you came from. Amen. But listen, let the 12th verse. The 12th verse in the third chapter say, put on. Amen. That means you got to do something. Amen. Amen. You don't go to ask the Lord, Lord, make me kind. No, say, put it on. Be kind. Act kind. Speak kind. Amen. Yeah. Be kind. Say, put on therefore as the elect. Are those who are Christians. Amen. We are the elect. We are the elect. We are people of God. When you come into the church, you ought to see kindness all over this place. Amen. But you ought to see the same kindness on Monday morning. A lot of times it's easy to be kind to people when they're kind to us. Amen. Yeah. It's easy to be kind to people when they're kind to us. Isn't that right? If you like me, I like you. But if you don't like me, I don't like you. Amen. If you're trying to work with me, I'm trying to work with you. But if you dissing me, I'm going to diss you. See, that's not the way the people of God do. Amen. The Bible says, put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy, amen, and beloved, bowels of mercy, amen. That means you got to put on. Now, there's some things we got to put on, and there's some things we got to take off, and there's some things we got to kill, amen. Are you with me? Yeah, there's some things. If you back on up in that scripture, amen. And it says in the second verse, do what? Set your affections where? On the things above, not on the things on the earth. For you are dead and your life is hid with who? With Christ in God. You are dead and your life is hid in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear what with him in glory. So we know we got that, right? That is no misunderstanding that we are hid. Our lives are hid in Christ. So actually, when you look at me, you really don't know me because you really don't see me. Because who I really am is hid in Christ. Amen. And I'm growing in the grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. I'm growing in Christ, whatnot. And who I really am is on the inside. And I don't always act like who is on the inside. Do you always act like who is on the inside? If you say yeah, then something wrong with you on the inside. Because the Bible says, greater is he that is where? In me than he that is where? In the world. Isn't that right? Yeah. So Jesus Christ is greater than. He's greater than anything that can attack you in the world. Are you there? You got that? So we understand. Look what it says. So look what it says. For you are dead in Christ. The third verse, the fourth verse says, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him. And look at it. Say that word. Say mortify. That means kill. That's some stuff you got to kill and keep killing because it'll resurrect on you, won't it? Amen. Have you ever had some stuff to resurrect on you? You saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. But some stuff just came back on you. Isn't that right? That word mortify means to kill. Mortify, therefore, your members. Uh-oh. Which are upon the earth. Oh, my. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil, concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which thing's sake the wrath of God cometh upon the children of disobedience. Amen. And that which ye also walked sometimes when you lived in them. Amen. Now you don't live in them no more, but they every once in a while they come up, don't they? Amen. Yeah, that's like if those of us that might be diabetic, whatnot, we understand that diabetes may be in remission. But if we begin to take in the wrong stuff in our bodies, that which in remission will revive again. Have some stuff ever revived again in your life that you were trying to keep down? Some stuff that you were trying not to do that you find yourself doing them. Y'all ain't going to be with me this morning. Y'all ain't going to say amen this morning. Isn't that right? Huh? Yeah. But there's some stuff that we got to keep killing. Amen. You got to keep taking it out and taking it out. And so it says, for which things, with sake, the wrath of God cometh upon the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked sometimes. Now, when ye lived in them. But now watch this. You got to kill some stuff, right? But now, ye also put off all these. Uh-oh. Anger. Wrath. Malice. Blasphemy. Them filthy words. How many of y'all done had some filthy words, said some filthy words this week? Amen. Yeah. We done said some bad things, isn't that right? If we didn't say them, we thought them, isn't that right? We thought about saying them, isn't that right? And we said to them, God bless you, but you know you were saying something else while you were shaking their hand. Amen. So you need to ask the Lord to help you in that filthy communication. How many of us gossip, isn't that right? Gossiping, isn't that right? That's filthy communication when you start calling folk and talking about other folk. Oh, filthy communication, because it's not edifying anybody. Anytime you talk about the body of Christ and it does not edify the body of Christ, then you're downing the people of God. Amen? So anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication, out of where? Your mouth. Isn't that right? Say your mouth. Not your neighbor's mouth. Say, my mouth. Lord, help me to get this stuff out of my mouth and help me to be kind, because when I talk about somebody, it is not good. It's not kind. Amen? That's not kind. Isn't that right? Why do you find so many unkind people in the church? Some folk can be nice, nasty. Amen. They can be nice, nasty. Isn't that right? They can be the nastiest, nice person you ever seen. Amen. But we ought to be kind to one another. Amen. Be kind to each other. This ought to be a kind atmosphere. Listen, if you can't have kindness and love and peace on your job and you don't have it at home, you ought to be able to have it in the church. But the same people that's at your job and at home is the same people in church. That's why we have to say, create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew in me a right spirit. It ain't got nothing to do about getting up on the wrong side of the bed. It ain't got to, if you get up at the foot of the bed and still be nasty. Amen. But the Bible says, listen, and it says, lie not one to another. Say that you have do what you've done what? You put off the old man with what? Oh, you put him off. But every now and then. They come back, don't they? I wish I had some real people in here. You ain't cussed in 5 months. And somebody cut you off on the freeway. And they done messed up your cussing grace. You know, and then we get to the point. This is how we think we get to the point where we ain't cussing 5 months. At least I can get say one cuss word to be all right. Amen. Yeah, you got cussing grace. Ain't that right? Yeah, I ain't done it in so long. I can cuss. At least I don't cuss like they cuss. That don't make any difference. Ain't that right? Yeah. So we understand that let not one, lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the what? The new man, which is renewed in what? Knowledge after the image of him that created him. Isn't that right? Or we have been renewed in knowledge, and the more word I get on the inside, the more Jesus shows up on the outside. I wish I had some witnesses in here this morning. I say, the more word I get on the inside, the more Jesus shows up on the outside. Amen. Isn't that what you want to do? Stop going around thinking you bad and badder than everybody else. And everybody ought to be afraid of you because you can say some words. Amen. Some of us don't even know how to put them together. Isn't that right? Oh, yeah, but some of us got an art to cussing, isn't that right? Oh, yeah, we can cuss somebody out, isn't that right? Yeah, this is a cussing sermon, whatnot, isn't that right, on cussing? And saying what is right, isn't that right? Yeah. So this is what it says. Now look with me at the 12th verse. They put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness, isn't that right? Of mind, meekness, and long suffering. The Bible says, humble yourselves. You do it. Stop asking the Lord to humble you. Lord, just let me be humble. No, you humble yourself. You know when you're cutting up and acting a fool, isn't that right? Humble yourself and shocking me. Shut up and go somewhere and sit down and mind your business. Amen. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Amen. And listen, in due season, he will exalt you. Amen. But you got to humble yourself. Stop thinking it's all about you. Stop thinking it's all about you. And then when you're the only one, humble yourself. Amen. Speak good of everybody. Find something good to say about people. Isn't that right? You know, we know how to tear one another down. But we don't know how to build one another up. Amen. We know how to point out when somebody's doing something bad. But we don't know how to tell them, you know what, you're good at that. Isn't that right? When was the last time you gave somebody, a compliment? Huh? And a lot of times when we give people compliments, they think something wrong with us and we say something wrong with them. Say, for instance, if a person comes on and they dress nice and say, hey, listen, you have on a nice dress today. What you mean I got on a nice dress? You mean I didn't have on a nice dress last Sunday? What, you something wrong with my clothes? See, isn't that right? Because the devil has programmed us so much to tear one another down, when we build each other up, we think they're tearing us down. Amen? Amen? That's why we don't have to tell people anything bad about themselves that's sitting next to us, because we already know how to do that. Isn't that right? Yeah. You know, you grew up with brothers and sisters, and we can tell them all of this and all of that, whatnot. We know how to mess them up. Isn't that right? Your breath smells like hog chitlins. That ain't no good thing. Amen. And I like hog chitlins. But my breath don't smell like hog chitlins. Amen. So we know how to insult each other, but we don't know how to build each other up. Amen. We don't know how to tell each other, hey, you're doing a good job at teaching. You're doing a good job at doing that. You're doing good at doing this. Listen. How can I help you to do that? How can I build you up? But we are so messed up in our mind about tearing one another down. Amen? Tearing each other down. Isn't that right? Now, the 13th verse says, forbearing one another. That word forbear means put up with. How many of y'all, do y'all know anybody right now that you just got to put up with? Put up with each other. Amen? You have to put up with your mom and daddy. You got to put up with your sisters and brother. You got to put up with the boss. You got to put up with people at work. Isn't that right? Put up with people. Isn't that right? And so forbearing means put up one with one another. Isn't that right? And doing what? Forgiving. Who? One another. If any man have a what? Quarrel. I mean, if you have an argument or quarrel and you're fussing and fighting with one another. If you got a quarrel against that against any, even as Christ did what? Forgave you, so also do you what? Do ye. Isn't that right? Say, Jesus forgave you. I have been talking to people in the church and stopping fights and bring them in and say, now y'all forgive one another. And the one person say, well, I forgive them. The other person say, I think about it. Now Jesus has forgave all that stuff you done. Running around, fussing and cussing, stealing and cheating, lying, backstabbing, homonging. Amen. And then you're going to hold somebody on you because they ain't put two pieces of chicken on your plate. All over chicken and all the stuff that God has forgave you. And amen. And then you're going to hold it on them. Hold it over their head. I ain't going to never say nothing else to them because they ain't putting no pieces of chicken on my plate. I just don't like them. Amen. That's right. After what I do, I just move to the other side of the church. Ain't nobody sitting down there. Just sit down there. Ain't got nothing to say to her. I feed them with a long handle spoon. The Lord didn't say do that. Amen. You know, see, we get things so messed up and we think we looking like the church. And then somebody come into our assembly and see all of this fussing and fighting. So what in the world? I could have stayed in the world for that. I don't not have to carry my 357 up in here. Isn't that right? Yeah, one side of the pan hanging down. They got something in there. When how y'all doing? God bless your child. Isn't that right? Heavy pocketbooks. When they sit down and the pocketbook clunk on the seat, whatnot. Little old ladies all night clunk when they sit down. Amen. I wish I had somebody to say amen. Amen. Yeah, they didn't let me sing my song. I ain't going to sing next week either. Amen. Come on here, somebody. Amen. They took my seat, and I've been sitting in that seat for 25 years. Come on, y'all. Yeah, the Lord ain't not pleased with that. Isn't that right? He said, Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, say, put on love. You know when you not don't have love. You ought to be convicted of that now. Say, now you know I ain't acting in love. And you have to call some folks. You know, I just act like a monkey with you. I'm sorry. Amen. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with doing that. I sure told them off. I gave them a piece of my mind. You got to be careful how many pieces you give away because you ain't got but a piece anyhow. I sure told them off. And you know, you don't do that. You be loving and kind. And you know, sometimes, even as a leader, you can get out of that thing and over into being rough and tough, you know.
We hope you are blessed by the podcast. You are tuned into Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church podcast for the week on PrayCharlotte.com. What you have heard, the teaching and preaching of Senior Pastor of Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church, Reverend Matthew L. Browning. This podcast is an extension of the ministry where the Word of God is magnified, Jesus is glorified, and understanding is fortified. Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church is located at 2901 Oneida Road, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28269, off I-85 and North Graham Street. Our order of services are as follows. Sunday, school, 9:45. Sunday worship service, 11 a.m. Monday, 7 p.m. intercessory prayer. Wednesday, Bible study, 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. If you are interested in a CD of this message in its entirety, you can call our church between the hours of 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday at 704-599-1433. Again, that's 704-599-1433. Or you can mail your request at P.O. Box 16237, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28297. That's P.O. Box 16237, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28297. Or via email at mtvernonpr@bellsouth.net. Again, if this podcast has been a blessing to you, tell a friend to go online to PrayCharlotte.com and click on the podcast and enjoy the Word of God. On behalf of our pastor, Reverend Matthew L. Browning, be reminding that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it.